But we begin outside St. Louis, Missouri today, where the shooting of an 18-year-old African-American man has sparked protests and anger among the community there. On Saturday, Michael Brown, who was unarmed, was shot and killed by a police officer in Ferguson, that's a middle-class suburb of St. Louis. Details are still unclear, but here's St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar at a news conference over the weekend.
It is our understanding at this point in the investigation that within the police car there was a struggle over the officer's weapon. There was at least one shot fired within the car.
Local news channel KSDK spoke with Michael Brown's mother, Leslie McSpadden, who said her son did not deserve to die.
You're not God. You don't decide when you're going to take somebody from her. If that was the case, I brought him here. I should have took him from her. That was mine. That belonged to me.
The officer in question has been put on paid administrative leave, and we've learned today that the FBI will be taking over this investigation from local officials. Earlier today, I spoke with John Gaskin, who serves on the National Board of Directors for the NAACP in St. Louis County.
Let's just say this. Whatever happened, there was a young man that was killed. This kind of police brutality has to stop, and it has to stop right away. You know, being a 21-year-old young man, being a BMW, as we see at the NAACP, a black man walking, I realize those risks, that you have to walk a little more carefully, and you have to be so very careful because, believe it or not, there are officers that won't necessarily respond in the most proper manner.
Rachel Lippman is a reporter for St. Louis Public Radio. She joined us earlier to talk about the state of protests in Ferguson and what transpired over the weekend.
Todd, the protests started off like many of the others that had happened over the weekend. And while the protests had been boisterous, they'd been loud, they had not turned violent. That changed last night, Sunday night, when a group of protesters after a march began throwing bottles and cans and eventually rocks at police officers. And when the police dropped back for their safety, that's when looting began. And that became fairly widespread throughout about a 5 to 10 mile patch of North St. Louis County.
How long did those riots go on?
We were still getting reports from the St. Louis County Police Department early this morning of very sporadic looting or individuals, young teenagers, casing stores, looking like they might want to break in. But it lasted from probably about 9 o'clock until the very, very early hours, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning on Monday.
Well, we heard the statement just a moment or two ago from the St. Louis County Police Chief saying there was a struggle for the officer's weapon, implying that's how the shooting took place. What are residents there looking for now?
They want answers. Whether they will ever accept the story that the St. Louis County Police Department is saying happened, I don't know. They want to know how and why it was that an unarmed teenager, who everyone, by all accounts, who I've heard say was just a gentle giant, would never have wanted to be in any kind of struggle, how he ended up dead. There's also just a general sense of frustration with how the African-American community is often treated in Ferguson. And that may have just been the boiling point last night, was when this teenager is killed and people just vent their frustration on the community.
Well, Rachel, what appears to be the next step in the police investigation?
The St. Louis County Police Department is the one handling the investigation as an outside agency. They'll be reviewing the crime scene. They'll be reviewing statements from witnesses. They've already spoken extensively to the Ferguson police officer involved in this incident. They did say yesterday that he had not had any other instances of violence or issues in his 6 years on the Ferguson police force. Then they'll turn that file over to the county prosecutor, who would review it for any kind of criminal charges. The Reverend Al Sharpton is supposed to be in the St. Louis area today. There is expected to be a rally at the police department, the Ferguson Police Department today. Although the parents of Michael Brown had basically said, if these rallies are going to turn into looting, we don't want any part of it. We're not sanctioning any additional protests. The local branch of the NAACP is also holding an event tonight to discuss how it is that they can start healing the community.
Rachel Lippman, can you describe the town of Ferguson a little bit? Who lives there? How many people?
It is a town that is about 60% black, 30% white. It is out near our airport. So it's a mixture of industrial and commercial areas. There's a Walmart, a Sam's Club. It's nestled in between two highways. It's kind of an inner ring suburb of St. Louis City. And I saw it mentioned from some of the leaders in St. Louis City yesterday that this is just kind of urban problems continuing to spread as the jobs continue to spread farther and farther from the urban core.
Well, certainly some people are starting to view this case in a broader context. Rachel Lippman, Michael Brown's parents have retained the lawyer that represented Trayvon Martin's parents in Florida.
Yes, they did. And when I was at the beginning of the rally last night, the peaceful part of the rally, there were several shirts referencing Trayvon Martin, referencing what had happened down there. It's important to remember that unlike in Trayvon Martin's case, this was an officer of the law who shot and killed Michael Brown after allegedly a struggle. This was not a civilian. There's no stand your ground context here. But certainly it is very much a white on black or racial tension crime.
And we'll see if the nuances of the case or the differences in the law end up making a difference in the reaction and the rage that a lot of people in Ferguson are feeling. Rachel Lippman, reporter for St. Louis Public Radio, thanks so much.
Thank you, Todd.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.